Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Says goodbye to The Daily Show, but hello to Dua Lipa.
And do I smell love in the air between Tory Lanez and Iggy Azalea?
Ooh, welcome to Dish Nation.
Ooh. Now here for the first time, honey, hanging out with us is a member of the legendary group Escape, Miss Tamika Scott.
Hey, y'all. Hey. So happy to be here. All right, what you got for us, head crack?
Well, let's get it popping. Looks like Diddy might be Diddy bopping his way into court. Now, word on the streets is his former nanny is suing him for wrongful termination. She claims that she had been the nanny for Diddy's twin daughters since the day after their mother, Kim Porter's, death in 2018. But when she became pregnant in August of 2020, she asked for maternity leave, and Diddy allegedly fired her. Now, she claims she was let go because Diddy allegedly felt she set a bad example for being pregnant and unmarried. Nas reps released a statement shutting down the nanny's claims and have accused her of filing this lawsuit for money grab.
I believe her. But Diddy have some damn nerves. How you gonna fire her because she was unmarried and pregnant and you had 50 children out there and you ain't married none of their moms?
I doubt if that's the reason he fired her. He probably fired her because his girls were used to that specific lady and he didn't want to change it like that. So if she couldn't figure it out, then he had to get somebody new that was gonna be there constantly.
So Tamika, I mean, as a married woman, honey, I mean, what qualifications you look for, honey, in a nanny?
Child, they gotta be able to handle Princess Armani, because she's a handful.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes. That's your daughter.
Yes.
But my thing is, if I was a woman, I would look for a nanny, she had to be at least 75.
Bitch, 75.
Yeah, because you just think about your husband, honey, and you got a nice, fluffy nanny there, and your husband up in there, honey, looking at her, honey, like,
she's going to have a damn stroke cooking breakfast.
<I know>.
My goodness.
Pick up one of the kids, throw it back out.
No.
And now you need a nanny for the nanny.
By the way, your husband's so fluffy, I hear.
Well, y'all, can someone please check on our girl Sherry Shepherd, because her boyfriend, her boy, Trevor Noah, might have a new boo thing. Ooh, Lord, somebody get Sherry some water and a fan, because she's going to pass out. Apparently, y'all, he was spotted out lip-locking with pop star Dua Lipa just days before he announced he was leaving The Daily Show. Yeah. Now, sources claim that Noah and Lipa were at a restaurant in New York really looking comfy and cozy with each other. After they had a good old meal, they hugged and kissed before departing. What y'all think?
Like, more than that.
I saw a report saying they're just friends.
That wasn't no just friends.
But that's the thing. You ever kiss your just friend like that?
It depends on how was the kiss with it. Was it mouth closed? Was it open? Was it tongue out? Like, what type of kiss was it?
They just looked like they were cuddled up and, like, nestled kind of like
in
each other.
But maybe he thought that was Sherry.
He was thinking of our girl Sherry. That's what it was.
So, Tamika, honey, if a woman, honey, doesn't go home with the man, honey, right after a date, honey, does that mean, honey, she's not into him?
No, I'm not saying that. Maybe she's making him wait. Good things come to those who wait.
Oh, really?
Hello.
Not bad.
Wait broke the wagon, too, my mama said.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wait broke the wagon.
Wait broke the wagon.
Where
I like
coming
that
from?
One, Gary. I'm going to put that right in the pocket.
You remember he was dating Minka Kelly?
Yeah.
You know, does Dua Lipa look like Minka?
Dua Lipa.
Listen, Trevor Noah's got taste, boys and girls.
A flavor palette, if you will. Wow. Across the board.
Well, moving on, honey. It's time for a Smash Alert! So, according, honey, to my sources, Tory Lanez and Miss Iggy Azalea are smashing.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Well, Gary, they have yet to confirm that they're a couple, but based on his latest IG post, something could be there. Apparently, he received a gift in celebration of his 7th album, Sorry for What? A bottle of wine delivered in a case that is seen on a board with a bunch of grapes and a corkscrew, and he then proceeds to cut into the case, revealing that it was a cake the whole time, which is crazy, fooled me, and thanked IGGY, his baby girl. So what y'all think? Could they be smashing?
It's definitely possible. Like, you know, because Tory Lanez has found his way into some very interesting relationships. And Iggy Azalea, like, kind of is like the white Trevor Noah. Like, there's no, like, prerequisite who she will and won't date. She's kind of dated a little bit of everybody across the spectrum.
Well, I tell you what, she's a damn fool.
What?
She must don't like walking. If he's shooting girls in feet, baby, she don't like walking. Allegedly, honey.
You acting like Tory Lanez is a mass foot shooter.
This man is not out here like yelling everybody. People being like, damn,
wow.
Not Tamika, girl, not Miss Iggy. Is got her bulletproof shoes on. And Tory, honey, is 5'3". Honey, have you ever dated someone, honey, that was shorter than you?
I'm 5 feet even, so that means he had to be at least 4'11". No, sir.
No. She's dating the man off the Lucky Charms box. I would love to date a woman 7 inches taller than me. Come on.
Why?
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I like 8 inches taller. Well, all right, it's time for...
What the Fashion?
And we got something, honey, Rick Ross might want here, Craig. What is it?
Check it out, man. The Netflix show Dahmer is a huge hit. And last week, Rick Ross said he wanted some of them Jeffrey Dahmer glasses.
No, he didn't.
Well, listen up, Rosé. Taylor James, who runs the Canadian company Cult Collectibles, has a pair of Dahmer specs that he wore in prison.
No.
And he's willing to let them go for measly $150,000.
That is disgusting.
That's crazy.
Oh, and get this. The company says that they recently sold another pair of Dahmer's glasses in a private sale to a high-profile buyer.
Wow.
So, you think Ross should cop these or just get the knockoffs?
No. Why would anybody want these?
Brad, would you wear these glasses?
Hell to the no. They creepy. It might be some DNA from one of the victims or something on there. They would have to clean. I wouldn't even wear them, but if I did get them or somebody bought me some glasses, they would have to sterilize them. It's just too much to have to go through. That's gross.
Yes.
It's creepy. Mm-hmm. Why would you want to wear this man's glasses?
Wait, like Rick Ross didn't say he wanted the exact pair of glasses that belonged to Jeffrey Dahmer, but he did appreciate the aviator style of glasses. Mm-hmm. I mean, on certain faces, they're stylish. They don't look cool on him. It's that mustache, though.
Yeah.
But beyond
Ross can buy any pair of glasses he wants. Just he does not need these.
I hope that we're reaching, like, the top of people being obsessed with, like, serial killers and, like, murder podcasts. Like, we got that trend needs to go away just a little bit.
You'd be dressed to kill, though.
Okay.
Would you say that's poor taste in fashion?
Not poor taste. All right, y'all, we got two more What the Fashions for you, and they're both from Paris Fashion Week.
First up, Kanye West opened the Balenciaga show, and he walked a muddy runway rocking a heavy combat ensemble featuring the word security on the utility vest.
So is he giving this to, like, the Ukraine army? Like, is this going to be, like...
And his walk, he just don't care.
Yeah.
He's just like, whatever.
Yeah. Like he was sent to his room, but his room is 18 miles away.
But it's a sexy walk. It's a sexy runway walk. You know how women gallop down the runway? He's just doing his thing.
This is a stomp.
This is, I'm trying to run from the police, but I don't really want to run.
Can you get over how giant that jacket is?
I would wear that jacket to church.
Where you go to church at?
Pass out before you can walk in service.
Oh, jeez. And check this out. For the Caperni show, Bella Hadid came to the runway nearly nude, but she didn't stay that way. Artists sprayed her with a latex paint called Fabricin, which formed an off-the-shoulder mid-length dress that she then walked the runway in. Guys, this blew my mind when I watched this video. They literally sprayed a dress on her.
Yeah
it's like watching science and magic at the same time.
Yeah.
So, Tamika, would you wear spray on in the spray on clothes?
Baby, they're gonna need a lot of spray. They're gonna spray some on this body. They're gonna run out of spray.
How do you think they get it off? Do you think they had to hit her with another chemical and it just like melted off?
They probably peel it off or just cut it off.
Yeah. Thank goodness her breasts are perky because mine would have been all the way down here. They'd be like, wait a minute.
You had to be a woman of a certain size to wear this thing.
Girl.
No big booties fitting in there.
Dude.
They've been a ripped part at the back. Crack kills.
All right. Up next, honey, our girl Lunel, honey, is showing the world, honey, her feet again. We'll tell you why she did. After the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
All right, forget family matters. It seems that feet matter, okay, when it comes to Darius McCrary, y'all. Oh. Ooh, so our girl Lunel got a good old backseat rub down from the actor. She looked like she was definitely feeling it.
Was putting in work.
Right. Okay, which one of y'all have those massage hands that make a person want to just fall asleep?
I got them hands.
You got them hands.
But it's going to be like a very concentrated effort. I'm not doing it for like longer than 3 minutes.
That's horrible. Oh.
3 minutes? Come on now.
As I said, concentrate. It's going to feel really great for 3 minutes.
You're supposed to put in
so you're a 3 minute man
for your wife.
Just for the hands. Now, she might need to get with Gary about them talons, yo. Should she get a moisturizer, you think?
Yo, I've seen Lunel's feet in Dish LA. She whooped them out and put them on the table, right? And she loves to throw them off. They look like little viney sausages. Lunel's foot looks like it needs a good squeeze. It needs a good squeeze.
Viney sausages.
You know, like a viney sausage.
They're tiny, they're plump.
Yeah. The ones that come in the cans.
Oh, yeah.
Put some hot sauce on them. Yeah. Make you hungry. It's making you hungry.
They look edible.
Yeah, you just throw a couple hot dog buns on
the
side.
They do not look edible.
Okay, y'all, from Palin's Honey to Tamika Tea Time.
Yeah.
Okay, girl, time to sip some tea about you, Tamika, honey.
Uh-oh.
So, honey, let's get into it. Now, you just wrapped up shooting, honey, a Bravo reality show with your girls Escape and SWV. So give us the deets, honey.
It's not a reality show no more. It's a whole movie.
Ooh. Nice.
It's going to be spicy. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all I'm going to say.
That's all you're going to say?
It's like,
no, oh, my.
I'm here for the round part. Yeah. And I heard you could cook, right?
Yes.
Now, you have a cookbook called Table Set, Cooking with Tamika Scott, plus a seasoning line, Tamika Scott Southern Fuse. Where can the fans pick it up?
You can go to southernfuse.com or you can go to amazon.com or Barnes & Noble.
Really?
Girl, they've been talking about you cooking since we was little.
What do you remember her making back in the day?
I don't remember. I was a long time ago. My brain don't go
and running
back
around.
That far.
Did you cook pig lips?
And no, ew.
Oh,
what?
Y'all cook that?
No, we don't do that.
Pig lips?
Yes.
Now, that's a New Orleans thing. Now, that's disgusting.
Delicious.
That's disgusting. What about chitlins?
I mean, I can make them.
Okay.
My lemon pepper chitlins are the bomb.
Ooh, see, I never heard of that. Yeah. And that black probably takes the sin away. Okay, now.
We
you might have to
lemon
start
pepper
selling
everything.
Them now.
Yeah, but lemon pepper, we can't lemon pepper every damn thing.
I'd imagine if you try to freeze a diaper.
Don't hate.
Girl, lemon damn pepper chitlins.
Okay, you might get some Gary hate on this one, but you did just post a beautiful post about you and your husband, your soulmate. You two have been married for 18 years. Now, how do you keep it spicy?
Girl, we take one day out of every month and just do us.
Really? Mm-hmm. With some lemon pepper chitlins?
No. He doesn't. He's from New York.
Wow.
He
don't cook, no. Okay, Tamika, now you got to tell us what's going on because the Escape fans want to know what's going down December 4th here in ATL.
Yes. We are doing a show. Escape will be with Bobby Brown, 112, ooh, and the list goes on. It's an R&B experience.
Yes.
It's going to be dope.
People getting pregnant that night.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it won't be me.
Make sure you got my tickets ready.
You ready, baby. You got it.
All right. Now that we sipped some tea with Tamika, HK's got a deal that's going to fill you up.
Temps are starting to drop, so you know what that means. Fall is here. Time to cozy up and save money by cooking at home. Fall is the perfect time to experience the delicious taste and unparalleled convenience of HelloFresh. With HelloFresh, ingredients travel from the farm to your doorstep in less than 7 days, so you know that they're staying fresh, and plus their pre-portioned ingredients make cooking a cut down on food waste, and you can have your pumpkin spice and eat it too with a rotating selection of fall-inspired items from HelloFresh Market. From brunch kits to a fall dessert board, you'll find everything you need for all your favorite autumn occasions like tailgating, Oktoberfest, and more. Changing seasons mean changing taste, and with 30-plus weekly recipes to choose from, HelloFresh has something for everyone. My kids love the crispy chicken and bacon Alfredo, and they now think I'm a chef, and they want it once a week. Ew. So get your chef on and go to HelloFresh.com/Dish65 and use code Dish65 for 65% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Dish65 for America's number one meal kit.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back. So we're not the only ones with opinions on the drama between Nia Long and her fiancé, Celtics coach Ime Udoka.
Booty mama.
Now, on the Leah's Lemonade podcast, Marlon Wayans was asked what he thought about the situation. And I know y'all going to have some thoughts, man. Check out the homie said.
When you are unbreakable, the media, embarrassment, other women, nothing's going to break you because I found love. I found partnership. I found my forever. And in order to find forever, you're going to have to live in a way that it bends and it don't break. That's your best friend. And I would say to Nia Long, sis, if he's all those things, yo, never mind the embarrassment, never mind all that. I would say this to my daughter. I would say it to my sister. Are you happy? Before this moment, were you happy? Right. Mm-hmm. So work on your relationship. He's a good man.
He needs to shut his damn
mouth.
And
I love Marlon Wayans, but I disagree with
this. Oh, yes.
Now, Marlon says she should be unbreakable, but doesn't everybody kind of have a breaking point? Because it's tricky. They were, like, in a relationship for 12 years.
You can't
just crumble that and just throw it away because, you know, you got some equity in the relationship.
Oh, yes, we can. You didn't sit there and slept with a damn woman that was in my face.
Because after 12 years, I trusted you for that long.
Thank you, yes.
So it really hurts to feel like you would never do this to me and then 12 years you
do. And you'll do it with a non-black woman too, allegedly? No.
Tamika, like, what would you do? You're in the public eye. Someone comes to you on the street, they've got a camera in your face, and they're like, oh, how do you respond?
No, they will be putting money on my books. I'd be like, somebody free me. Get out of here.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, y'all. Back in 2018, paparazzi caught Meghan Trainor and her husband, Daryl Sabara, coming out of the sex shop, y'all, with a bag of goodies. Oh, my goodness. Well, Meghan dropped a TikTok video where she wrapped her explanation of the photo, which I'm not gonna do because it's kind of lame, but she said, it wasn't for us. I mean, we get pretty freaky, but not like too much. It was for a friend who was too shy to get a vibrator and lube, so I bought it for her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
How she got all her business.
First of all, do y'all believe it was for a friend?
No.
It could have been.
She should have sent another friend to get it for her to use.
Yeah, like you
why
should have
she
assistance.
Have to tell what it was, a vibrator and lube.
And
lube.
Yeah, okay. Hey.
And after seeing the video, she should have just fessed up having the sex toys.
So, Tamika, honey, would you buy toys, honey, for a friend, honey, if they were just too shy to do it?
I'll go online to get me some bedroom candy, baby.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Support the homie.
Yeah. You can go online and get these things.
Yeah, and the package come in, you don't know what it is. It's like a little cover.
But it's
up
always better to go in the toy store and you get to touch it and... You know.
Yeah, if it's for yourself. That's why I don't believe this is for somebody else.
Right. One time I was in line at LAX to go through security, and the dude right in front of me had a box this big, and it was a sex doll inside the box, and he didn't have it in a bag or anything. And this dude was rolling through LAX with his sex doll box.
With a case, in a case.
And the case.
That was his companion, man. Yeah. Yeah.
He only had to buy one seat. But
his girlfriend. Yeah.
A nutty pass, if you will.
Up next, Elon Musk has a new humanoid in his life. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, all right.
All right.
It is our last story of the day, so...
This is
all right, despite many cinematic warnings, the takeover has officially begun as Elon Musk has revealed the first prototype of Tesla's humanoid robot. This robot's going to be able to perform simple tasks like carrying boxes and will be priced somewhere around $20,000. Robot set to be released in just 3 years. Mm-mm. And Elon Musk believes it will help millions of people by creating a future full of abundance where there is no poverty and people can have whatever products and services they want. All right, which one of y'all is getting this robot?
I'm not with this.
And if it's not going to be a sexual being for me, I don't want it.
Why do you
want
to be? Never mind.
I feel like, I think those already exist. I think they've already got those.
No, I don't have one.
What if it malfunctions or something? I can't. Been to kill my damn dog.
Exactly.
I've been to shot the hell out of this thing.
Princess Armani will have it doing her homework.
Okay.
And then before you know it, you've been held hostage in your own damn house. You want it, Gary. Tell my
But I want if it could perform the acts that I needed to perform.
And what is that, Gary?
I'm not picking up no damn box, honey. I can pick up my own box, and I want to bend over and dent it.
You're going to get a virus.
You're going to get gangrene, Gary.
So exactly how did Gary get electrocuted?
Yeah. Okay. Go on, robot.
That robot, honey.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.